We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello nature-loving viewers, it's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Soukhbator, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahon Oul Province, Channel 8 on Dahon Broadcasting System. In Cha, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. In Ututh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Hu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Shanghua Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yongja Le Cable TV on Global View Cable TV, also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korea helps to improve water access in Jordan. In animal news, loving animal mothers adopt babies from different species. In cultural news, Chileans celebrate Independence Day. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 18th, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, starts at sunset. Meaning head of the year, this holiday is observed for 2 days and is a time that God is proclaimed King of the Universe. Humanity's special relationship with and dependence on God is emphasized. Rosh Hashanah also begins the days of awe, or 10 days of repentance, a period of reflection upon the past year to see where changes need to be made. Special services are held in synagogues. May our brethren of the Jewish faith be graced with an illuminated Rosh Hashanah.
Fly-in news. Mudslide pummels Mexico. On Tuesday, rains triggered a mudslide in Mexico City's southern borough of Magdalena Contreras, causing 3 people to perish. Several homes were damaged and another was destroyed. Rescue officials and army personnel arrived at the scene to assist in relief work. The rains reportedly continue to cause severe flooding in central Mexico.
After downpours initially struck in central Mexico during the first week of September, costing the lives of 2 people, Supreme Master Ching Hai on September 9th had requested that our Native Association members go help the most in need, including the bereaved, elderly, sick, and injured, while also conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, and saying that funds are available if needed.
We are grateful for the prompt endeavors of the rescue officials and army personnel, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai's earnest concern. Our sympathies are with all victims and afflicted persons in Mexico, as we pray that humanity's gentler ways may soon uplift and ensure the stability of our world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Estonia assists Afghan doctors. Medical personnel in the Helmand province of Afghanistan will receive additional medical training through the Estonian non-governmental organization MTU Mondo. This program is part of Estonia's development cooperation with Afghanistan, which seeks to improve the nation's quality of life. As additional education opportunities in Afghanistan are currently limited, Estonian healthcare expert Anu Reisma stated, "With this project, we hope to implement supplementary training for medical workers, participate in the creation of a training center, and support a school for nurses and midwives." Many thanks, Ms. Reisma, MTU Mondo, and Estonia, and heaven bless your charitable assistance. Surely such caring and professional development will bring manifold benefit to the warm-hearted Afghan people.
Swine flu contagious longer than previous estimates. Medical experts have been advising those with swine flu to avoid contact with people until a day after the fever passes. However, new research studies from Canada, Mexico, and Singapore all found that swine flu could be contagious for much longer. Scientists found that 19 to 75% of those who had contracted the swine flu still showed signs of contagion 8 days after first contracting the flu. Dr. Gaston de Ceres from the Institute of Public Health in Quebec, Canada stated, "This study shows you're not contagious for a day or two. You're probably contagious for about a week."
Attempts to confirm all human swine flu infection cases have been abandoned, as they occur far too frequently to accurately monitor. The same is true for surveillance of the world's pig farms, whose animals also become infected and die. However, in the United States, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that there are more than 1 million cases of infection and around 600 fatalities. China's swine flu cases have reached 10,000, with more than 1,100 new cases reported this week. Hong Kong reported 19,370 total cases, 683 of which were new and reported within a 24-hour period. Iran's swine flu deaths reached 4, while India's climbed to 212, Malaysia's to 76, and Thailand's to 153. The global death toll is now 4,013, which means 262 more people have succumbed since the tally made one day before.
We appreciate the researchers' findings of new information on the swine flu and pray for the protection of the global population. Our sincere sympathies for those who have lost loved ones to this unnecessary zoonotic disease. May all find refuge in an immune-boosting vegan diet to prevent future pandemics such as these.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10-35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14-30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18-24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
U.S. envoy pushes for Middle East peace. As part of the United States' efforts to help advance Israeli-Palestinian peace, U.S. Special Envoy George Mitchell has been meeting with both Israeli and Palestinian officials. U.S. State Department spokesman Ian Kelly said, both parties reconfirmed their commitment to comprehensive peace and discussed how best to relaunch negotiations. To renew neighboring country support, Mr. Mitchell is planning revisits to several Arab nations and will visit Israel again on Friday to continue discussions. Our thanks, Special Envoy Mitchell, United States, Palestine, and Israel, for your efforts to advance the peace process. May the heavens help to bring resolution and lasting harmonious relations to all in the Middle East.
European Commission President re-elected. Portuguese former Prime Minister José Manuel Barroso has been voted in as the President of the European Commission by the European Parliament to serve an additional 5 years. Following the announcement, Mr. Barroso stated, "It is my sincere determination to work closely with you during the next 5 years so that we can build a stronger European parliamentary democracy."
Having this very clear reaffirmation of support, it's great. And so I will use that capital for more energy for Europe, I believe, a Europe of freedom and solidarity.
Our respectful congratulations, European Commission President Barroso, on your re-election to office, wishing you the best in serving the noble goals of the European Union member states and people.
Conference on Health of Children and the Planet to be held in South Korea. On Monday, September 21st, the International Conference Children's Health and a Sustainable Planet will be held on Jeju Island, South Korea. Organized by 49 non-governmental organizations or NGOs, including the Jeju Coalition for Children's Health, the event will bring together over 1,000 guests, including teachers and parents, representing all 75 schools in the island province of Jeju.
In addition to government legislators, VIPs attending are Jeju Governor Kim Tae-hwan and Mr. Yang Sung-un, Superintendent of the Jeju Special Self-Governing Office of Education. The event is being specially honored by Supreme Master Ching-hai, who has agreed to set aside time from her busy schedule to offer her insights via video conference.
The first part of the conference will address climate change measures, followed by a discussion of children's health in the context of raising awareness about the universal solution of the organic vegan diet.
We thank all involved and Supreme Master Ching-hai for participating in this valuable conference. May the event lead to effective actions for the sake of current and future generations and the planet. Please tune in for Supreme Master Television's live broadcast from Jeju, South Korea, of the International Conference, Children's Health and a Sustainable Planet, this Monday, September 21st, at 6 p.m. local time or 11 a.m. Central European time.
City parks in U.S. going smoke-free. Parks in the three largest U.S. cities have already gone smoke-free or are poised to do so. Citing secondhand smoke as a leading cause of fatalities, Los Angeles and Chicago have already voted to prohibit smoking in parks throughout the city, and New York is set to follow. Meanwhile, New York City Health Commissioner Mr. Thomas Farley says the next goal is to go smoke-free in the city's more than 1,700 parks and 14 miles of beaches. He also cited the hazards of secondhand smoke and said that children shouldn't even have to see people smoking. "We heartily agree, Mr. Farley, and applaud your efforts as well as those of other city officials in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. May cities everywhere join in such endeavors to improve the quality of air and life for fortunate citizens worldwide."
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Lebanon's Prime Minister reappointed. On Wednesday, President Michel Suleiman requested that Mr. Saad al-Hariri resume his post following a brief period when the Prime Minister had stepped down to preserve government harmony. Upon his reappointment, the Prime Minister stated, "I will conduct extensive consultations and I will be open to all ideas to form an effective and harmonious cabinet that embodies the results of the last parliamentary elections." We extend our best regards and congratulations, Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri, for your continued role. May heaven grace your steps in bringing unity and peace for the benefit of the Lebanese people.
Japan hosts Muslim Iftar meal. Japanese Foreign Minister Hirofumi Nakasone hosted an iftar, the evening meal when Muslims end their fast for the day during the holy month of Ramadan. The gathering was attended by 30 envoys from Islamic countries with an offering of traditional dishes and desserts, as well as Japanese cuisine. Foreign Minister Nakasone said, "Islam's tolerance of diversity will contribute greatly to creating a world where people can coexist peacefully and safely." Foreign Minister Nakasone and Japan, we appreciate your celebration of interfaith warmth and friendship. May heaven bless Japan and all Muslim nations with peace and upliftment during this holy month of Ramadan and always.
Save our planet. Nepalese communities threatened by glacial lakes, with elders in some communities recalling that 50 years ago, such lakes did not even exist. Temperatures that are now rising in Nepal 8 times faster than the global average have caused glacial ice to melt and form lakes that could prove fatal to what lies below them. Such a tragedy already occurred in 1985 when the Digcho Glacial Lake burst, taking the lives of 7 people and sweeping away bridges, houses, and even a new hydropower plant in its path.
Engineers say there is no easy or sure way to alleviate the overflow, and Nepal's Environmental Secretary Uday Raj Sharma has stated that the bursting of the Imja Lake would be the equivalent of a Nepalese tsunami. Dr. Suresh Raj Upredi of the country's Water and Energy Commission further highlighted this precarious situation at the recent World City Water Forum in South Korea.
Compared to the previous years, the rise in temperature is higher, yeah, and the glacier are retreating, so more ice is melting now. So we may face a problem due to this climate change in the future.
We thank Environmental Secretary Sharma and Dr. Upredi for raising awareness of the tolls of global warming. It saddens to know of the dangers facing the Nepalese people, and we pray for their safety. May all of us realize the need to act now in cooling the planet for the well-being of all humanity.
As part of her tireless concern for ensuring the planet's welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the predicament of the world's glaciers and our clear solution in a June 2009 video message in Veracruz, Mexico.
Most of the planet's glaciers will be gone within a few decades, jeopardizing the survival of more than 2 billion people. The initial effects of glacier melt are destructive floods and landslides. As the glacial ice retreat continues, reduced rainfall, devastating droughts, and water shortages are the result. It might not be that early, but it's still not too late. We still can rescue our home, planet home. Okay, number one solution is vegan, organic vegan. Veganism will save our world.
Save our planet. Organized by the Global Humanitarian Forum, 55 international musicians and celebrities lend their voices in a recording of Beds Are Burning, a song freely available from the internet to raise awareness of the urgent need to address climate change in the days leading up to the UN meeting in Denmark.
Save Our Planet. As part of the country's National Conservation Week, around 100 children from Twizel, New Zealand participate in restoring vegetation and planting hundreds of trees at the High Country Lake, Ohau.
Hello, it's me, Jamo the Springbok, and I'm a vegan. I would like to share a tip on the leafy fruit. It's so sweet and delicious. Grown in several parts of Asia, the leafy is rich in vitamin C and good source of potassium and copper. You can find them in Asian markets. Fruitarians people and animals who eat only fruits will especially like it. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, let's see the weather around our beautiful globe.
In world news, the South Korean government donates $3.5 million to construct a water quality monitoring system in Jordan. The Korea International Cooperation Agency, or KOICA, will set up the project. A center in Amman and telemetering stations in Al-Salt, As-Samra and Al-Zatari will be established. Training programs for the Ministry of Water and Irrigation staff will be provided as well. Our sincere appreciation, South Korea and the Korea International Cooperation Agency, for your commitment to the well-being of Jordan's citizens. May nations be granted safe and abundant water supplies for a thriving life for all beings.
In animal news, maternal love goes beyond species. Footage released by China Central TV shows a canine mother successfully nourishing an adopted baby pig with her milk. The piglet happily returns the affection. In a separate case, a mother hen who incubated unattended duck's eggs is now a perfect mother to the little ducklings who follow her around the farm. This is truly heartwarming news. May all of God's wonderful animals, large and small, be loved and protected. Up next on Noteworthy News, Chile celebrates its Independence Day. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More cheery news coming soon on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebrating news for a jubilant world. In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Chile, celebrating its self-sovereignty achieved in 1810. Adjacent to the South Pacific Ocean between Peru and Argentina, Chile has a variety of picturesque natural landscapes. On the Atacama Desert in northern Chile, the world's biggest astronomical project is being built. The Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array, or ALMA, is the most powerful telescope to observe some of the coldest objects in the universe. May the citizens of Chile have a marvelous Independence Day with loved ones.
Let's now enjoy a joke entitled Grandma's Walking, told in Mbele.
Ugogo wami waqala ukuhamba amamayila angamahlanu ngelanga eseleminyaka engamashumi ayisithupha. Manje useleminyaka engamashumi ayisishiyangalolunye lesikhombisa. Asazi ukuthi ungaphi.
And now for our viewers' heartline about conversations with animals. Lydia Hibby, animal communicator, on our program Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants.
Just picture the animals in your head. Think, I love you to them. Relax, ask a question and see what first pops to mind. Animal communication is quite simple, really. Trax from Sweden.
Animal-loving Trax, thanks for reminding us that love is really the essence of all communication with other beings. It will be wonderful to have a deeper understanding of our animal friends. God's blessings to you and your fantastic co-citizens of Sweden.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be blessed with happiness and optimism. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting the southern Cunene province of Angola, U.S. Ambassador Dan Mozina pledged a donation of $500,000 to assist flood victims and also reassured of his country's continued support.
With canine companions on the rise, sentiment has been growing against the consumption of dog meat, and at least 9 South Korean animal welfare groups are now campaigning to halt the practice nationwide.
His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan announces plans to improve the lives of citizens, including halting price increases in water and electricity to avoid further economic burden.
The European Union and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization assist 176,000 disadvantaged farmers in Zimbabwe through the donation and distribution of 26,000 tons of agriculture materials.
Palau Island Nation President Johnson Toribiong announces that at least 4 Chinese Muslims soon to be released from the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay facility will be welcomed to the island nation.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abul Gait and Rwandan Foreign Minister Rosemary Kabusinye Musa Manali signed 10 agreements for cooperation in scientific, agricultural, economic, and healthcare fields.
Venezuela launches a pilot telemedicine program for doctors serving in the country's most remote areas to enable them to communicate with larger urban hospitals via computer and satellite.
At the 15th anniversary celebration of UK-based vegetarian organization Viva, British former model Heather Mills receives a top award for her food company's healthy vegetarian alternatives.
Stating that Spain's troops have been deployed in Afghanistan largely for peacekeeping missions, Spanish Defense Minister Carmen Chacon affirms the country's goal of bringing them home within 5 years.
The Ecuadorian government begins providing monthly stipends to support some 1.6 million less fortunate citizens, such as single mothers, persons with disabilities, and the elderly.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.